Proclamation number 8583 of 9th of August, 1963. Working of the adversary in the garb of the angel of light. You will still often be exposed to my adversary's temptations, yet you must not allow yourselves to become discouraged and only ever turn your eyes towards me, and his influence on you will constantly weaken the more you strive towards me and maintain your bond with me. Again and again he will try to prevent you in your vineyard work, but as soon as only your will is strong to serve me his activity will be in vain. He will run against the strength of your will, which is meant for me and therefore will press it, you, at any time, because you recognize him. And that is why he will also often disguise himself and appear as angel of light and want to go together with you to then counteract you. But you, my servants on earth, you stand in the light and therefore will not need to fear his goings on because you will recognize and mask him, no matter how well his mask is chosen. He will want to do the same as you and will stop at nothing, and that is exactly why you should be attentive. Because it is the last time where great freedom is still left to him, which he uses in the most evil way that he goes against me. Against truth, against everything what strives for perfection. He will present erroneous spiritual material to men. He will make use of human intellect and judge it wrongly. He will always place the world more in the foreground and seek to undermine every bond with me. He will prevent people from thinking about me, their God and Creator, by repeatedly turning their thoughts towards the world and thereby making them unfit to concentrate on me or to seek contact with me in quiet hours. You humans do not know what power is at his disposal before the end, which you yourselves grant him through your attitude, through your indifference towards me and your wrongly directed will, which strives far more for the worldly kingdom than the spiritual kingdom and which can therefore also be worked on by my adversary. I certainly also work against him, but I will not touch your freedom of will when you rather incline towards him than towards me. But again and again I will also protect those from his influence who have already given themselves to me, who only ever strive towards me and consciously turn away from him. And although he will not let go of them and his attempts will continue, he will gain little or no profit, for they recognize him and will not let themselves be deceived by him. Because already the will to belong to me protects men from his influence because he is then powerless where he sees me and my presence. The light, which goes out from me, blinds him and pushes him back. And all men would be protected from his temptations, if they would only consciously establish the connection with me, because then my presence is the safest protection from him. For he can only approach you in weaknesses or in the wrong direction of your will. And he makes use of such opportunities. But the ones who are mine can also be reassured that I never leave them without protection. Therefore do not become fickle when obstacles seemingly stand in your way by which you recognize the influence of my adversary. Then only turn to me that I give you increased power to be able to resist, that I therefore may be prepared for help, which you then are also allowed to experience at any time. For I will never leave you to him, you who have offered yourselves to me for service. He will never be able to push you away from the path which leads to me, and I will never allow him to poison the seed which you receive from me. You will recognize brightly and clearly where weeds start to grow up, and you will remove them because I want to keep the seed pure, which is supplied to you and through you is also to fertilize the hearts of men. The fields, which you are to work and cultivate still before the end. Therefore you are to prevent all mixing with foreign spiritual material. You are not to let yourselves be dazzled by beautiful words and speeches, which are only ever meant to pretend to be of value, yet are completely worthless, because they did not come forth from me but from my adversary, who had camouflaged himself well in order to find entrance with blind people, who themselves do not yet possess the right faculty of judgment, in order to ward him off when he offers them his works of dazzle. I will truly take care that my word remains pure as long as eager servants make themselves available to me who themselves only desire truth and only ever want to represent the pure truth. Because it is the last time before the end, and only pure truth can still bring salvation to men out of greatest spiritual trouble. My adversary will certainly try to undermine this, but where the will of man allows my working there he will not be able to assert himself. And you, my servants, will recognize him despite his mask. And you will declare war on him and also be able to be certain of my support in this fight. For he certainly has power over you, if you yourselves grant him this, but never over me myself, who is with everyone whose will belongs to me and who alone wants to serve me. Amen.